A woman that miscarried a sandal or a shoya. A sandal is an unformed child. And sometimes when a woman is expecting twin, one of the twins does not get formed. And when she miscarries the sandal, she miscarries the other twin as well. It's a dinit that she has to sit as if she had given birth or miscarried to both a male and a female. And even though we don't know what the gender of the sandal is, since the child is unformed, we can't tell what its gender is, so we have to be machmer, we have to be stringent. And if the other child, the second twin, that we know what gender it is a nekeva, then she would have to sit for 14 days in may tuma of an nekeva, and the following 66 days would be in may tara. But if the other child is a zachar, and the sandal, since we don't know what its gender is, it could be in a nekeva. So then we have to be machmer as if she gave birth and miscarriage to both a zachar and in a nekeva, and the din is that a woman that miscarried to give birth to a zachar has only 7 days in may tuma, and then only 33 days of Yemei Tara that follows the 7 days of Yemei Tuma. So in this case, where it's possible that she gave birth or miscarried to both a male and a female, so we'd give her 14 days of Yemei Tuma as if she gave birth to a female, as we have to be machmer, we have to be stringent, and then we cannot give her the 66 days of Yemei Tara of a female, as it's possible that both the sandal and the other twin are the harm, are male, and therefore she only has 33 days of Yemei Tara, which would actually start after the seventh day, so therefore she would only have what's left of the 33 days of Yemei Tara of a Zachar. Or if she miscarries a shoya is a sack with a placenta inside, and the din is that ain't shoya below vlad. When a woman miscarries a shoya, we know that there's a vlad inside, just it disintegrated. So since we don't know what the gender of the vlad would have been, so we have to be machmer and give her the Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tara of a Nekeva. Maybe it's a female, so she would sit for 14 days of Yemei Tuma. On the other hand, maybe it's a male, so we can't give her 66 days of Yemei Tara. We can't say that she's Tara for the following 66 days, as if it would be a male, she would only be Tara for 33 days, and that would start after the 7th day, so we give her what's left of the 33 days of Yemei Tara of a Zohar. Shoya Babayis Habayis Tamit. A woman that had miscarried a Shoya, and the Shoya is in a house. The content of the house is Tamit. Lo shahar shoya vlad, not that the shoya itself is a vlad. Ela she'ain shoya below vlad. Anytime a woman miscarries a shoya, we know that there's a vlad inside, just it's disintegrated. Therefore, since there's a vlad inside, that vlad is metamit like a mace, and the contents of the house would be tamit. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, nima ka vlad, achelo yotze. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds that even though ain't shoya below vlad, even though we know there's a vlad in the shoya, but the vlad disintegrated into a pool of blood and became batel, and the rest of the time it came out of the isha during the miscarriage. So therefore, since it's batel, it would not be metame like a maze. So therefore, the content of the house would not be tame, according to Rabbi Shimon. A woman that miscarried a tumtum or an androgynous, these are suffix zachar, suffix in the cave. We don't know whether it's a male or a female. A tumtum has the genitals covered up. We can't see whether it's a male or a female. An androgynous has the genitals of both a male and a female. And they're a suffix whether they're a male or a female. So therefore, she had to sit the Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tara of both a zachar and a nekeva. Since we don't know whether she gave birth to a male or a female, she would have to sit 14 Yemei Tuma. As if she gave birth to a female, we have to be machmer. We have to take the stringent approach since we are misufah. And we can't give her the 66 days of Yemei Tara of a female, because that's a kula. Instead, we only have to give her what's left of the 33 days of the Yemei Tara of a Zachar, and those 33 days would start from the 7th day, even though she still has to sit another 7 days of Yemei Tuma, since we give her the 14 days of Yemei Tuma of a Nekeva. Tontom v'Zachar and Dragnes v'Zachar. Teishe l'Zachar ul Nekeva. A woman that gives birth or miscarries twins, one with a tumtum, one was a subject zachar, up in the cave, and the other one was a zachar, was a definite male. Or one of them was an androgynous, a subject zachar, up in the cave, and the other one was a regular zachar. In such a case, since we don't know whether the tumtum is in a cave or a zachar, she has to be machmer. She has to sit the Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tara of a zachar and in a cave, meaning to say that she would sit 14 days of Yemei Tuma of in a cave, as possibly the tumtum or androgynous is in a cave, but we can only give her what's left of the 33 days of Yemei Tara of a zachar, as maybe the tumtum or the androgynous was a zachar, and she doesn't have the 66 days of the meitara of the nekeva, so therefore machmer, and we give her only what's left of the 33 days of the meitara of a zachar. Tumtum in the keva, androgynous in the keva, teshev in the keva belvad. A woman that gives birth or miscarries to twins, one was a tumtum and the other was a female, or one of the twins was an androgynous and the other one was a female. In such a case, she would only sit the Yimeituma and Yimeitara of a female. She wouldn't have to be machmer to sit both the Yimeituma and Yimeitara of a female and a male. Because in this case, even though it's possible that the Tumtum or the androgynous that was born together with the female was a Zachar, but since she also gave birth to a female, and the Yimeituma and Yimeitara of a Zachar is within the Yimeituma and Yimeitara of a Nekeva, as a Nekeva has more Yimeituma than a Zachar and also more Yimeitara than a Zachar, so therefore, she said they made too many Meitara of an Akeva only, and that is the din. Somebody who gives birth to both a male and a female would sit they made too many Meitara of a female only, not of the male. So therefore, even if the Tumtum or Androgynous were definitely a Zachar, she would sit they made too many Meitara of a female. And certainly, if the Tumtum or the Androgynous that was born together with a female is also a female, there would be no question over there as well. She would sit they made too many Meitara of an Akeva, since in that case she would have had to give birth to two females. A child that emerged from the mother's womb in pieces, it came out limb by limb, or it came out in reverse position. Instead of coming out head first, it came out feet first. When most of the child has come out of the mother's womb, at that point, the child is considered born. Only at that point would the mother become tamea from the childbirth. If the child comes out of the mother's womb in the normal position and came out head first, when most of its head has come out, at that point, the woman is tamea. Most of the head coming out of the mother's womb is considered the birth of the child, and the mother would be tamea from that point. What is considered most of the head of the child when its forehead has come out from the mother's womb, that is rov rosho, and at that point, that is considered a birth, and the mother would be tamea.